This is the Joint Intelligence and Operations Coordination Center for Customs and Border Protection in Tucson. Some of the most advanced technology on the border is on display here. In many ways, it's a model for what's to come elsewhere on the border. About 20 agents sit at desks facing large video monitors. When they fly drones over remote patches of desert, this is where the video comes in. Today, the monitors show what cameras on the border fence see. Agent Mark Mitchell points to one monitor that looks black and white, but is actually displaying heat. He says this is an added tool for agents.
It'll help them see people hide in the bushes a little bit easier versus a day camera. They can get lost in the brush.
Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, wouldn't allow me to visit the building next door. But that's where agents receive information from over a dozen surveillance towers in the desert that use both cameras and radar. They're called integrated fixed towers. They're radar suite for drug smugglers and illegal border crossers, and they transmit video.
Our agents can then determine whether that sweep is picking up, whether it's an animal, whether it's a person, whether it's a vehicle.
Those fixed towers were originally put up by the contractor Boeing. They're still functional, but the bigger project Boeing tried to create, an elaborate virtual fence called SBINet that would integrate radar, cameras, and sensors all along the southwest border, was deemed a failure. Thad Bingle is with Command Consulting in Washington and used to be the chief of staff at CBP.
The issue with SBINet was it was overly ambitious.
There were missed deadlines, system bugs, and high costs. After pouring $1 billion into it without the expected results, then Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano canceled SBINet in 2011. And it prompted CBP to rethink how it approaches border technology.
It really caused an examination within the agency and of going back and saying, okay, you know, we tried to design a system that kind of did a lot of things but didn't do it all very well. So let's focus instead on what do you actually need in these different places.
What they've decided they need in southern Arizona is a $1.5 billion plan over a decade that includes more cameras and more integrated fixed towers. This summer, CBP already awarded General Dynamics $96 million to do the remote video surveillance piece. And the competition for the contract to put up more integrated fixed towers is heating up. The exact dollar figure is unknown, but it's likely to be in the neighborhood of several hundred million. It'll be the single biggest ground surveillance contract since SBINet. But this time, the contracting process has changed.
There are a lot of things different.
Mark Borkowski works for CBP's Office of Technology, Innovation, and Acquisition. That's a new office set up to prevent SBINet size mistakes. So this time, CBP doesn't want to see just paper proposals. Half a dozen finalist companies had to build a model and prove their towers work on their own dime. The agency wants the fixed towers to be able to spot a single person walking during the day or night up to about 7 miles away. This June, the finalists, which reportedly include Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and General Dynamics, showed off their towers in the desert. They were tested on
how far can your camera see, how far can your radar see, and how confident, how likely is it that if there's something out there, it will actually see it. We call that probability of detection.
Some outside analysts are applauding the agency for taking a more risk-averse approach. Werner Dahm directs a security research institute at Arizona State University.
Having something that works in place and can do the job well is better than having something that maybe is more spectacular from a technology point of view, but that ultimately doesn't end up working.
CBP is expected to name a winner for the integrated fixed towers contract by the end of the year. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block.